BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news, local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, South Africa is expected to record around 1,540 business insolvencies this year. And South Africans are cutting back on travel as fuel costs rise. The economist Waldo Krugel talks about oil and fuel prices. In international business news, we talk about the reason for the United Arab Emirates' withdrawal from the petroleum exporting countries and the broader OPEC Plus. In investment news, shares in Pick n Pay weakened amid difficult discussions with employees. And we talk to the operations manager of Just Money, Peter Wasserfall, to talk about the resilience of South Africans and also the impact of the Middle East conflict on our local economy. South Africa is expected to record around 1,540 business insolvencies this year. This is according to a new report by Alliance Trade. While this reflects a slowdown in the recent decline, analysts warn that the global tensions, particularly the conflict involving Iran, are increasing risks. Rising fuel costs, a weak rand, and tighter financial conditions are placing pressure on local companies. Globally, insolvencies are expected to rise for a fifth consecutive year. South Africans are cutting back on travel as fuel costs rise, with new data from Discovery Insure showing a sharp drop in spending. Fuel purchases among more than 200,000 clients fell by 35% month on month after April's price hikes. The company says trips and distance travelled also declined by about 10%. The changes come as global oil prices surge due to ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Further increases announced by the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources that kicked in today are expected to add more pressure. And the USA Federal Reserve and the Bank of England held interest rates steady last week, citing inflation risks linked to the Iran conflict and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. We asked Chris Harting of the Center for Risk Analysis if he expects the South African Reserve Bank to take a similar approach.
With both the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of England holding benchmark rates last week, they both cited the inflationary impact of the Iran war and Strait of Hormuz disruption. It is likely that the South African Reserve Bank will continue to keep interest rates level, if not possibly increase. The South African Reserve Bank is holding its next meeting on the 22nd of May. Higher oil prices, as well as higher fuel and diesel prices, could impact on rising inflation in South Africa, opening the door to a potential interest rate increase at some point in the second half of 2026.
We now have the economist, Professor Waldo Krugel, on the line with us. Professor Krugel, fuel prices are rising significantly today. What do you think the future holds for us in terms of oil and fuel prices and also supplies?
The petrol price rises by R3.27 per litre. This is a shock for input costs and household budgets. The problem remains the international oil price, and the markets don't believe President Trump's announcement that America can keep the Strait of Hormuz open. The Economist magazine had an interesting article saying that markets have not yet priced in the impact of an extended closure of the strait. Their calculations show that over the last 2 months, there's been a net shortfall of 12.3 million barrels per day. That is 10% of the world's consumption. There are three ways to bring the market back into balance: higher prices, the use of reserves, and spare production capacity. However, there's not enough spare production capacity available. Saudi and the Emirates oil is on the wrong side of the blockade. The Americans can produce between 300,000 and 700,000 more barrels per day within 3 to 6 months, but they have limited export capacity. The Russians could theoretically deliver another 300,000 barrels per day. The estimate is that higher prices have so far reduced demand by 4 million barrels per day, which means reserves are being drawn down at a rate of 8 million barrels per day. It's also not just about crude oil. Some refined products, such as jet fuel and diesel, are already relatively scarce and more expensive. In certain parts of the world, shortages are the order of the day. Short of a diplomatic miracle, the situation is not sustainable. In the case of an extended war, further large price increases and rationing are a real possibility. The economic impact will be significant.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Kriegel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Kriegel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. The United Arab Emirates has withdrawn from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and the broader OPEC Plus, ending a 59-year membership. Chris Hutting shares some insights on what the key reasons behind this decision are, as well as its economic impact.
The main reasons for the United Arab Emirates withdrawing from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, are a deteriorated relationship between the Emirates and Saudi Arabia, which is the de facto leader of OPEC, and the UAE's frustration with quota limits on its production growth. The UAE produced about 3.4 million barrels per day before the war, against an OPEC quota of 3.5 million barrels per day. It aims to lift capacity to 5 million barrels per day by 2027. Now, outside of the cartel, the UAE no longer has to hold back on its production. OPEC price-setting power weakens every time a member leaves the cartel. Qatar left in 2019 and the UAE has now followed it. If other producers with quota grievances do the same, the cartel will lose the supply discipline that has propped up prices.
Shares in Pick n Pay weakened by around 3% on Monday as the retailer prepares for difficult discussions with employees that could reshape working conditions. The company has initiated a formal Section 189A consultation process but says it is not planning job cuts. Instead, it is proposing a reduction in working hours. Pick n Pay employs approximately 22,000 store staff and says the move is aimed at reducing costs. In the meantime, the South African Commercial Catering and Allied Workers Union, SACAWU, has rejected Pick n Pay's proposed changes to its store labour model. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserval, to unpack some of the key economic pressures facing South Africans right now. Pieter, what makes South Africans so resilient amid disruptions like load shedding and floods?
So I think South Africans have been exposed to so many volatile conditions over the last few years that we have built this environment around us that really absorbs these pressures as much as anyone in the world. So, as you've said, we are really resilient to these external pressures, and we've built the mechanisms to be able to cope with those pressures.
How is the Middle East conflict impacting oil prices and inflation here?
So the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has kept oil and fuel prices volatile, feeding into high transport and production costs worldwide and making inflation harder to bring down. And at the same time, major central banks are walking a tightrope between keeping interest rates high enough to control price pressures and avoiding a slowdown in already fragile growth. And for countries like South Africa, these global shifts are amplified by currency fluctuations, weaker investor confidence in emerging markets, and pressure on household budgets as imported inflation filters through to everyday costs.
And that was the operations manager of Just Money, Pieter Wasserval. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizScoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizScoops, proudly produced by NewsScoop.